people will only spend, you know, if they're forced to spend, and people will only give if they're forced to give. So that's why people are always having to lobby, and people are always having to shout and scream and, you know, and holler. So policymakers will never do good things out of just goodwill. You know, that's the reality of life. You know, it's whoever shouts the loudest is going to get, you know, the hearing of the policy decision makers. So, you know, and evidently, because we were quite fortunate, we had people who were also within the policy-making bodies that were able to contribute to the progression of this. You know, we had people like celebrities as well contributed in their voice, you know, through the media and what have you. You know, so that helped. People like Juliet Alexander, people like Trevor Phillips, and then you have people like, you know, Bishop Wilfred Wood, all saying, look, why is this not being taken seriously enough? You had Trevor MacDonald, you know, people who were saying this is, you know, not acceptable. And then so the policymakers were quite often shamed into having to do something. And of course you had people like, you know, Sally Davis, you know, who was a consultant hematologist here at Central Middlesex Hospital. You know, and she was very influential as well. So, you know, Elizabeth Anyonwu. So people started to get into the positions where they could influence policy, and patients were making demands, and so the policymakers then had to take them seriously and respond accordingly. So policymakers don't just do things out of goodwill.